we start tonight. In studio here, Niall Hatch, and at home in Malahide, Dr. Richard Collins. And Niall, news of alpine swifts visiting Ireland. Is that common, uncommon? I thought we had swifts here all the time.
Well, we have the common swift here during the summer months, one of our last migrants to arrive. So for bird watchers, as a general rule of thumb, if you see a swift of any kind turning up in, let's say, in month of March, chances are it's going to be a rare vagrant visitor rather than our own breeding common swifts. Like our common swift, they spend the winter in sub-Saharan Africa and then return to Europe and indeed to parts of Asia to nest. But it's very much a southern European species. And as the name suggests, alpine swift, they tend to be associated with the Alps and high mountains, places like the Pyrenees as well. You will find them around some towns around the Mediterranean as well. It's a very impressive bird. It's much larger than our common swift, about twice the size. And they really look like a giant sand martin, unlike our swift, which to all intents and purposes look like a completely dark bird, a real black coloured bird when you see it flying overhead. The alpine swift is a much paler sandy brown above, white below, so it has a white chest, it has a white throat and a brown band across its chest, so just like a sand martin, that member of the swallow family. So they look very different to our swifts. The body shape is very similar, but they're a lot larger, tend to fly very rapidly high in the sky, as the name swift would suggest. They're very, very quick. So amazing to see so many of them here in Ireland.
Richard, there were some reports, I believe, of alpine swifts been spotted in Rogerstown, which is not a million miles away from where you live. Have you ever seen them there?
I have not seen them in Rogerstown, but I've seen them in the Alps, in the Jura, in the Pyrenees. I love the mountains, and alpine swift is a very evocative bird that you see there. Now, I have a theory about them. Of course, like all such theories, it's probably totally wrong. But the theory I have is this. It's big. Now, why would it be big? Well, if you're going to be in a very cold place, it pays to be big. If you're a whale and you live in the cold sea, get as big as you can get, as big as the food supply enables you to be. And I suspect that these alpine swifts are larger because of the austere, cold places in which they breed and in which they have to survive. Of course, that has implications because you must pay the rent, you must pay the bill, the energy bill. And one thing you don't find much of up in the Alps is insects. And these things are trawlers. They open the bill wide and they scoop up the insects. Although it might look to us as though it's costing them a fortune to fly around, they fly so effortlessly, perhaps, that they can get by on a limited supply of insects. Now, they're coming north because, naturally, Ireland at this time of year is not so different temperature-wise to the Alps or the Jura or someplace like that. So they've come here. But it's great to see them, I must say.
OK, well, look, they're up in the air and they spend most of their lives up in the air, the swift.